Thank you. said, "Your eyes are just like the petals of lotus flowers, dressed in yellow silken garments, decorated with garlands of lotuses, and wearing very attractive helmets on your heads and earrings on your ears. You all appear fresh and youthful. Your four long arms are decorated with bows and quivers of arrows, and with swords, clubs, conch shells, discs, and lotus flowers. Your refulgence has dissipated the darkness of this place with extraordinary illumination. Now, sirs, why are you obstructing us?"
Thank you. that everybody, that 99.9%, all over the world, they're accepting the body as the self. This is also impartial. One who accepts his body as the self is in the line of the animal. The animal, the dog is thinking, I am dog, and is bark. So similarly, if I think I am India and I am American, where is the difference between the dog and me? There is no difference. Dog does not know that he is not his body. I do not know that I am not his body. Actually, I am not his body, that is fact. Whenever is your body from every point of view, Umira Pamana Lai, this material body is composition of five gross elements, earth, water, air, fire. So, mind, intelligence, ego, that is aparaya, inferior energy. Krishna says, aparayam dastu vidyane kuditim parāya. These material elements, gross and satya, they are aparaya, inferior. You cannot manufacture life by this inferior element. Otherwise, the so-called scientists who have manufactured long, long ago, the heart is available, water is available, and fire is available, air is available. Why don't you manufacture it? If life means combination of these five elements, or eight elements, why don't you manufacture it? Do you think there is life within these elements? No. You say the man is dead because there is no breathing. So breathing, what is this breathing? This breathing is air. So if there is a scarcity of air, why don't you take little air and inject? Or make some machine. You are very expert in making machine. Make some machine in a barrel and put it within the and it will become within it when it is right. So anyway, in this way, actually for scientists, will you find in the breathing life? No. Then you say that the blood has become white, therefore it is natural red. Natural red does it mean so many flowers are natural red. Isn't it right? So, we can argue the good argument, logic, that you won't find life by combination of these materials. Therefore, the same man must consider that life does not belong to these eight elements. It is unbelievable. And then he explains in the word, avarāryam, this is infinite. This is dead man. There is no life. Aparāyana, idastu dhiddhini pratitimpara, there is another element. What is that? Jīva rūpa. That is jīva. Clearly explain why we should waste our time to find out how there is life, how we follow. Take this dasa from Krishna. Everything is clear. And if you are intelligent, you'll understand things as they are. But if you are over-intelligent, then you interpret it in a different way and you go to hell another way. Don't do that. Therefore you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't interpret foolishly. So, Shastra, Shastra Pusha, you should see in this Shastra, the Lord. We don't see with our imperfect eyes. Eyes are imperfect. All our senses are imperfect. Either you see through microscope or telescope or any scope, there is no scope of seeing light. Therefore, Shastra says, Vedanta says, Shastra Chakshusya, Pashyati Jnana Chakshusya, and the Bhagavad Gita. Pashyati Jnana Chakshusya, I should be enlightened by knowledge. That is real life. This plant, I will not die. Therefore, Guru is what saying, Ajnana-tiniram-dhasya-jnana-jnana-sara. Chakshur-vinitam-jnana, that means that we are singing, Guru-mukha-papa-jnana-sitra-jnana-sara. Arna-kariyam. Do not try to foolish thing, such anything, and waste your time. Here, from the bona fide spirit of the master, and that is final law. That is final law. There is no question of researching or forwarding when the Guru is speaking. Guru is bona fide, is quick to right thing, because he has got the knowledge from the right source. That is Guru. Guru means one who has received the knowledge from the right source and distributing the same knowledge. He is not manufacturing. Guru is what saying because he is delivering the right thing. No nonsense. That is good. Why Guru should be what saying? Asar, Vritti, no nonsense. Because he has no cheating for him. That is good. Guru, I do not. To become a guru doesn't require a very good qualification. That is the best quality, that he does not cheat. Cheater, how he can become guru? The first qualification is cheater. Do you think a cheater can become a teacher? No, cheater is cheater. So, don't be misled by cheater. Go to the real teacher. Tadvijnana Pusar Guru Eva Vidakshate. One must have go to real Guru. So how shall I find real Guru? That is very easy. How it is? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us direction. He says, you become a Guru. He asks everyone. Not only the Indians, but everyone. Especially, he has advised the Indians to become perfect and distribute the knowledge throughout the world. Because actually knowledge is there in the Indians. That's the task. Vedic knowledge. So one has to make his life perfect by receiving Vedic knowledge through the right soul, and this is good to know. It's not very difficult. But that is the injunction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are, especially in India, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haya Jaha Janma Sartatvari Karo Karo Hoga. Anyone who has taken birth in India, not a person, because he has got the facilities. He said, the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, all these things are cultivated in India. unsubstitutable. But at the present moment, the people have become restless. They have given up the basic knowledge that I am telling us that they have become. That is India's mistake. Otherwise, real knowledge is there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that make your life perfect by understanding the basic knowledge. And this too. It is true that all of us the world are in darkness. It is not facility because I am in India and I'm speaking on India, but actually it is darkness. If you have to, if the Chinese communist gentleman, he wrote a book, I forget the name, in the New York University, sorry. He has written in that book that if you want to know about Vidyan, then go to India. He has said that. Of the astonishing. So, that's why it is. So, our Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad Gita is not meant for India. That is not the idea. But nowadays, everything is seen through national consciousness. But in the Bhagavad Gita, you will not find anything as so-called nationalism or communism. That is spiritualism. We are discussing about spirit soul, not the Indian, American, or Christian, Hindu. No. We have no business with this skin people. That here is American white and here is African black. No. We have no skin people. Our philosophy is what is there within this black and white body. That is our. That is the beginning of our world. He must mean the Thadi, he is no Mahavidya Gurmagala. The Thadi Hantara Prapti, he is Tattana, he is. This is the first education that this is your job. My dear Arjun, you are lamenting so much for your family. You have come to one field, you have to fight, and now you are crying for your family. But you know, so, this is the first question. He testified that you are vision is so poor that you are looking after the body. Asachyana Rasudastam Prashyavaram Svabhava. Tatasun Avatasun Nanu Surdam Sipandita. This is the first testimony. That so far as this body is concerned, it is a dead lump of matter. Either it is moving or not moving. When there is life, it is moving. When there is not life, it doesn't. But both the cases, it is a lump of matter. Just like a motor car. When it is going at the speed of 100 miles, and when it is not going, in both the cases, it is nothing but a lump of matter. Is there the life? The life is the driver. So that is actually Jesus. Once you take care of the driver, of the drive within the car, that is the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. Leaving us in the car, Krishna swing there within his body, there is actually life. And therefore, we are changing this body on account of present life. In this way, so many so-called scholars of Bhagavad Gita, they do not understand even the first lesson. But then so, it is very easy to understand, still people have become so dull on account of sinful activities, Therefore, to understand properly, to have clear brain, one has to become pure. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meeting, no bad. And gradually, to the love. Then, when we are advanced, then we shall learn other things also. Pasati jnana saptusa. There are innumerable planets. Each planet is different from the other. This is God's truth. You see one tree. There are millions of leaves, but you cannot find two leaves of the same size of the same. This is God's truth. Right. So, how we can expect the same atmosphere in another planet? So, if we are very doubtful whether we are born to the moon planet, from this asteroid appears, we haven't gone. We can say, otherwise, why they have stopped talking of moon anymore? They are not looking sand and rock after spending millions of dollars, and they are satisfied. Now I thought, this kind of blessing can go on, but we don't trust it. Thank you very much.
Allah!